Hello, good evening, and welcome to this week's Farming News and Views here on Highland Radio. I'm Chris Ashmore. Well, bad weather, low prices, budget submissions, glass payments, and pharmacist. That's just a selection of the topics that came up at the monthly meeting of the County Donegal Executive of the Irish Farmers Association in Letterkenny this week. The guest speakers were Jerry Gunning, IFA Rural Development Executive, and Joe Brady, the IFA National Rural Development Committee Chairman. First up, let's hear from Jerry Gunning, who spoke about the importance of direct payments being made to farmers on time.
Yes, I mean, the BPS is of huge significance here in Donegal, in terms of to all sectors, but particularly this particular year because of the bad year we've had. But even for those sectors, let's say, who are struggling, let's say, in dry stock sector, sheep sectors, they depend greatly on the direct payments. The ANC's payments have started, which is very good for Donegal. The BPS are going to start on the 17th of October. So I think the important thing is that the maximum number of farmers are actually paid on the first day or two of the payment run in the middle of October. So that's the kind of key issues. And obviously, look, at the IFA will deal with problems, but inevitably, I think that the issue of direct payments, I think, are such a central element of the farming scene now that farmers expect them to be on time. That's the important thing. And I think we have a charter of rights. If it doesn't work, obviously we want to hear it from farmers so that we can complain to the minister and his department. But in general, the system of payment, by and large, works pretty well in Ireland.
Yeah, you made the point that compared with some of our European colleagues, we might grumble and moan here, but maybe we're not too bad.
No, I think, look at... I suppose, look at IFA is a bit, we deal with problem cases but there's a vast amount of farmers paid. Like, for example, the ANC payment at this stage, there's something like maybe 70% of the farmers are actually paid. But there are other issues, reasons why farmers are not paid the ANC, for example, on stocking level. And they cannot be paid until the verification of the minimum stocking is done. And that's done on a month-by-month basis kind of thing. But in general, the system works well in Ireland. Like, for example, we look at our across the border in the UK and places like that. We've seen that the payments are much behind ours, let's say. So, but in this particular year of cash flow and improving, ensuring that the cash flow on farms is somewhat maintained, that we have to ensure that there's no absolute delay in payments whatsoever. Following the BPS, there will be the glass payments, and we have got the assurances that the commonage payment will be paid possibly end of October into November when the commonage plans are signed up to. And the minister has announced this evening that there will be an interim arrangement put in place. IFA have got assurances in relation to glass payments. So that's fierce important because the glass payment, obviously, a lot of farmers are looking at replacing the REPS scheme. Glass is not what REPS was, that is true, but at least this is an important scheme. And as I said earlier, all direct payments are important.
And the numbers who will be come eligible and will apply for glass should continue to rise?
Yes, it should. I think, nationally we have about 7,000 of, say, the 14,000 farmers who have commonage. Now, not all of them will want to join the glass scheme, but we expect maybe over 10,000 commonage farmers will be in the glass. Overall, in glass, in the rural development plan, the objective is 50. We're hopeful that we can go over to 50 now because the average payment is about 4,400, 4,500, in around that figure. So it will allow, I think, perhaps up to 52, 53,000 farmers, which hopefully will allow any farmer who wants to join the scheme to get into the scheme. And I think that, given the difficult year we've had, farmers will be looking at who previously were not looking at glass may now well be looking at it.
Given the difficult year that we've had, and particularly as a result of the weather, and particularly South Donegal's had a lot of problems, the pharmacist scheme has been promoted and pushed as being a real avenue for income for so many people. And maybe it doesn't get enough attention outside of those people who are already availing of it.
Yeah, I think, obviously IFA have had, it's raised practically at all IFA meetings, but, farmers maybe are reluctant maybe to publicly talk about it. And I suppose they depend on the IFA to kind of lead the charge on this issue. We have got a commitment from the government to review pharmacists. We have met the Minister, Leo Varadkar, on this back during the summer. We've made a very detailed submission to him today. We've made our views known to the various opposition parties as well. So we would hope that the opposition TDs or whatever will have a clear view in relation to to what the IFA is looking for. We're looking for, very simply, the restoration of the income disregard, the restoration of the child disregard, and a change in relation to the assessment of the how depreciation is taken into account. And that actually will be twofold. One, it will pull farmers in who have previously been denied it, and secondly, for those farmers who are already in the scheme, it would give them an increase in the payment, which is fierce important in this particular year. Pharmacists, for some farmers, obviously they may be a long time on it. For others, they may be short term on it, and that's fine as well, because it's effectively a floor on the income in this difficult year. For example, like I could see that tillage farmers, for example, who have perhaps no income this year, could go into pharmacists for a period of time, and hopefully things would improve next year and they'd be out of pharmacist again. So that's kind of the perfect scenario as to how pharmacists would operate. There's about 8,500 farmers in pharmacists at the moment. In Donegal there's approximately 600 or 700 farmers on the pharmacists. But, I mean, at peak, there was about 11,000 farmers on the farm. So it has dropped gradually over the years. And it's not, as obviously, you know, you'd say that perhaps that maybe the less farmers you have on pharmacists, the more higher the farm income is. But unfortunately, that's not the way the world is. And I think given the variability that exists in agriculture, because as the IFA deals with a lot across many, many sectors, it's very hard to have all sectors doing very well at the one time, let's say. You know, you can aim for that. But to get that, let's say, perfect world, in my time it's never arisen. But the most, I think the one sure thing in terms of farm incomes, of course, is the direct payments. And they're so important here to Donegal. You mean, I would estimate perhaps that direct payments are worth up to 100 million euros here in Donegal, which is very significant between all the various schemes. So that is very significant in the context of the overall farm income here in this county.
Just going back to the pre-budget submissions, do you think there could be any pleasant surprises coming down the track?
Well, I mean, obviously, we're always looking for good things. You mean, we've heard some mention, for example, in the papers the other day about the Fair Deal scheme, for example, that IFA may get some concession here. You know, obviously, we're looking for something in relation to the tax, you know, equalisation in terms of that would take into account the volatility. We're hopeful, obviously, we'll get an increased allocation, for example, for the glass scheme. The ANC scheme, we are looking, there is a commitment of the government to increase the ANC payments by 25 million euros, but the programme of government is in 2018. We want that brought forward. The pharmacist, of course, as I've mentioned earlier, is a key element of our submission. But there are other smaller things, let's say, which are always important for farmers, let's say. You know, for example, there's a commitment in the programme for government, for example, to double the walk scheme. Like, there are farms in the walk scheme here in Donegal. That actually is a great boost to hill farmers, because, you know, you're paying farmers to allow people on their land, and the farmers look after the walks to maintain them, whatever. Because we have to look at the broader picture of rural development, that there are other avenues, let's say, of support that farmers can secure. And like, some farmers can maybe get 1,000 euros, a bit more in Donegal, who are in the walk scheme. You know, and if more farmers can come into that, that's positive for rural communities.
Jerry Gunning, the IFA Rural Development Executive. I also spoke with Joe Brady, the IFA National Rural Development Committee Chairman, and began by asking him about proposals in relation to a new scheme in the sheep sector.
The proposals have gone, our own department here have sent the proposals to Brussels for approval. Hopefully we'll get a positive response. All indications are that they will be accepted in Brussels, and it will transpire then down the line that farmers will receive in the region of 10 euros.
Now, 10 euros, it all counts, and how soon could that go through?
Well, it'll probably be next year when there's payments made on that new scheme. So we're looking at a 2017 payment.
Moving on to the ANC payments, a huge amount of money involved for a lot of people here and very important for farmers in Donegal.
Yeah, the ANC payment's an old payment. It used to be the disadvantage payment. It's one that's always awaited for us. The first payment that takes place in September, and a good number of farmers have been paid last week, and payments are ongoing there. So it's hugely important in Donegal.
And for those farmers who maybe have concerns about delays in payment or things aren't the way they had hoped, what would your advice be?
Well, look, contact the local IFA office there for a start, or make contact with the department. There is supposed to be a more rapid response helpline in the department this year to facilitate farmers making these calls to find out where the query problem lies.
Now, another topic that's come up, GLAS, and moving on to GLAS 3, there's been various schemes, and each one seems to be improving on the previous one. Going ahead, you'd be optimistic that more farmers in Donegal can apply and get onto this new scheme?
Yeah, well, that's our objective. There's 38,000 farmers in GLAS 1 and 2. The aim is to have over 50,000 farmers nationally in the scheme by the 1st of January 2017. It's proposed that the new scheme, GLAS 3, will reopen for applications probably in the middle of October, at the end of October, with plans submitted before the 1st of January.
Now, another area that is causing some concern on the ground, the whole area of the suckler cow farmers are having a difficult time at the moment, and there's been talk of some sort of premium. What is the likelihood of something happening there?
Well, I think it's widely acknowledged that suckler cow is not profitable at the moment. We have made a submission today in our pre-budget submission there that the suckler cow premium should be raised to €200 per cow to sustain suckler cow numbers, in especially in this part of the country, and even back over my own area, like Cavan, where I come from.
Now, €200 a cow is quite a significant amount of money. I mean, can you see the government committing to something of that scale?
Well, I think as an organisation, we have to look for it. With one political party before the election suggested the idea after lobbying that they would commit to €200 a cow. So we have to certainly push for it.
And even if you don't get the 200, be it 100 or 150 or eligible to a certain number of animals, at least it would be going in the right direction.
Well, we have their €100 in the beef genomics scheme on the first 10 cows and 80 thereafter, but then there's costs and it comes back. I suppose you could average every probably €70 a cow. We know our target is to try and have an increase to up to in the region of 200 to just, you know, to make suckler farming. To keep it in place, basically. It won't even be profitable at that, but it's just keeping the cows on the land.
Joe Brady, the IFA National Rural Development Committee Chairman. Just time for the livestock prices. Cattle prices, steers making €3.70 a kilo. Heifers €3.80 to €3.90 a kilo. R grade bulls €3.75 a kilo. U grade bulls €3.85 a kilo. Cows O grade €3 a kilo. R grade €3.20 a kilo. And sheep prices, spring lamb €4.80 to €4.90 to 22 kilos. And ewes €2.80 to €2.90 a kilo. Well, that's it for this week. Many thanks for listening. Until next week, from me, Chris Ashmore, goodbye.